Prince George City Council voted to change the name of Fort George Park to Clatletonay Memorial Park. It's in recognition that the park was once home to a Clatley village, and it was burned to the ground to make way for a railway, and the site of, and it's also still the site today of a burial ground. CBC's Andrew Curiato was at the meeting last night, and he'll tell us what happened. Here he is talking to someone he met before the council meeting.
My name is Derek. I'm from Prince George, and I'm just out here doing what I think is right. I got a sign that says Clatletonay. I am sorry. I think it's only the right thing to do to try and right some of the wrongs that we've done in the past. And I think renaming a little piece of land that we party in that used to be their village, their land, their cemetery, their place to live, I just think it's the right thing to do. It makes it just a little bit less wrong what we did.
Can I ask you how long you've lived in Prince George?
20 years now.
And how long have you known this history?
I just came to know it last week when the controversy started, and I wanted to know the facts behind the whole debate, so I did a little bit of researching, and it's really ugly what we did. And there's no denying that in any man's mind. What we did was wrong, it was ugly, it was horrible, and if they had done it to us, we'd still be screaming about it.
That is Derek Fregon, and he was outside Prince George City Hall last night, and he took his sign inside City Hall to watch the council debate renaming Fort George Park. And in the next half hour, we'll get the story of what happened in the decision to rename Fort George Park as Clatletonay Memorial Park. We've had some comments on our Facebook page already this morning. Carrie Gold says that she agrees about the word memorial and some of the concerns around it. She thinks that the new name would be much better without memorial in the title, but she goes on to say, I sure like the change. Good on you, PG. And also, Troy Zahner says it was theirs to begin with. And Debbie McDonald says there's history behind both names, so they should both be recognized. So if you want to join the discussion, Facebook.com and look for the Daybreak North page.
And I'm about to be joined by CBC's Andrew Curiata for a recap of what happened at Prince George's City Council last night when a park was renamed to recognize a troubled past.
We are not rewriting or erasing history. Actually, we are now for the first time acknowledging it.
The grass is still going to be green. The trees are still going to grow. The water is going to run in the fountains. Absolutely nothing will change the physical aspects of the park.
I really do believe that acts of reconciliation need to be extraordinary and meaningful if they're to be seen as sincere.
We'll celebrate this as a major step for Prince George going forward.
This isn't a change. This is a restoration.
I'm very excited and very pleased and very proud to support Councillor Krause's motion on this issue. Thank you.
Well, by a vote of 7-1, Fort George Park in Prince George is getting a new name, although some would argue it's just going back to an old one. The space will now be called Clatletonay Memorial Park, and the decision has captured attention beyond Prince George, in fact, right across the country. CBC's Andrew Curiata is here to explain, why is this decision such a big deal beyond Prince George?
Yeah, well, on two levels. I mean, in Prince George, this is the city's main park where Canada Day celebrations are, the museum is. So lots of people interact with it here. So it's central to the Prince George experience. But as to why it captured attention from outside the city, it was proposed by Councillor Murray Krause with the support of the Clatletonay First Nation. So I know Murray Krause was on the show last week, so I'll really just give the Coles Notes versions here. Before it was a park and before there was even a city, the land where Fort George Park is today was the home of a Clatletonay First Nation village, but is also a desirable location for a railway. Some negotiation went into buying the land from the First Nation, although looking at the records, not really clear whether a final agreement was reached. A lot of people say no. It's ultimately what happened. The village was burned in 1913. The Clatley were relocated to reserve land, and many Clatley still consider that to be a forced relocation. Now, 102 years later, it's the city of Prince George's 100th anniversary. Just a week or a little bit more than that after the Truth and Reconciliation Commission released its report on residential schools and a number of recommendations about how to bring Indigenous and non-Indigenous Canadians closer together, including surfacing more of First Nations history. So this park renaming to recognize a troubled past with First Nations in Prince George is actually seen as one of the first sort of major initiatives to come out in the country since that report was released. So people are interested in that sort of process are also paying attention to this across Canada.
Andrew, was this renaming a direct response to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission report?
Well, no, it was actually more of a coincidence for that timing. Krauss says that the planning for this has been years in the making, working with and consulting the Clateley people. He and Clateley Chief Dominic Frederick have both been quite clear, too, that this move is not about blame. It's about recognition. And the timing of this is really more for National Aboriginal Day and the city's 100th anniversary.
Okay, that's happening on June 21st, this Sunday. Andrew, what has reaction to the proposal been thus far?
Well, I don't want to repeat too much, but of course some people are all for it and feel like it's a great initiative. Other people not so much, worried about Fort George history being erased, worried about the name being too hard to pronounce. By the way, Clateley Tene. Some people, including someone who called into CBC Radio yesterday, feels like by making this change, the city is opening itself up to future accommodations that it may not want to make. And certainly just before council last night, I spoke to one person who told me he felt like government was making decisions based on special interest groups. On the other hand, I met Derek Fregon, a truck driver who's lived here for 20 years, but until last week had never heard the history of the park. And so he was standing outside City Hall holding a sign saying, "Clateley Tene, I am sorry."
What about the council meeting itself? We just heard from Albert Kohler there, but what was being said?
Well, despite it being such a hot topic, the council chambers themselves were relatively empty, and the discussion wasn't all that heated. But it was interesting to hear each councillor talk about the reasons for supporting the decision. We heard some voices off the top of this, and that gives you a good sampling about being on the right side of history, acknowledging the city's past, going back to the original name. Also, some discussion around educating people in the community. Councillor Terry McConaughey and Mayor Lynn Hall both said that they found once they talked to people who were opposed about the reasons behind this change, what it means to the Clateley people about the history of this park, people's minds would be changed. So ultimately, everyone was supportive of the change and what it means for the city and the First Nation.
And I mentioned at the beginning, it was a vote of 7-1. So the question must be asked, Andrew, who was opposed?
Well, we heard just a bit. Albert Kohler said he was not supportive of Clateley Tene Memorial Park. He was happy to have Clateley Park or Clateley Tene Park, but that word memorial was a problem.
But for me, this word is associated with something negative. And there was something negative. And I do not think it is wise to carry that forever into the future. We have to vote in a way which does not cause this divide to increase, but we have to reduce and potentially eliminate it.
And his concern is that the word memorial would encourage people to think about the divide between First Nations and non-First Nations. He would worry that that would encourage the divide to remain in place into the future. And so for that reason, he just did not support that word, memorial.
Right. And we talked about that a little bit earlier on in the week. Why specifically the name memorial? It's been considered to be confusing, as if it's a memorial to the Clateley Tene as a people.
Yeah, and that was addressed by Mayor Krauss. Again, this park isn't just on an old village. It's on burial grounds as well. There's a portion of the park that's set aside as a cemetery. But in other parts of the park, there is a mass grave for children who died of a smallpox epidemic. That's not marked. And that's something that Clateley want recognized. And so the word memorial is at their suggestion. And for that reason, Councillor Terry McConaughey didn't support amending the name.
I'm trying to articulate why that bothers me. I think it almost feels like I want to make this grand gesture, but it just seems disingenuous to say, let's do this, but really, I really don't truly want you to change it.
So for her, she felt like if council were to amend the name that was suggested by the Clateley themselves, it would be like putting a little asterisk on this moment of reconciliation. She felt it's not up to city council to change the name. And Marilyn Hall also felt the same way. He originally thought about proposing dual names, having Fort George Park remain as part of it, but ultimately decided that for this to mean something, the city had to go all in on the name. So in the end, the vote was split into two parts. The name change was 7-1, and a separate vote to have the Clateley flag fly in front of City Hall permanently was passed unanimously.
And does this all happen right away?
Yeah, signs and stuff like that will take a little bit of time, but the name change is basically immediate. Krauss wants to see it happen for National Aboriginal Day this weekend, so you can expect some ceremonies and celebrations to be happening as we head into the end of the week.
And we have about 30 seconds here, but lots of reactions so far.
Yeah, when I was tweeting from City Council last night, and when I said that the name had changed, my notification feed went crazy. People from all around the world, Vancouver, Montreal, Seattle, Germany, Australia, I asked why they were paying attention. And it seems like people all over the place are trying to come to terms with their various histories, some of it colonial, not all of it pretty, and looking for ways to deal with it. And it seems last night Prince George may have provided one example of how that could happen.
Andrew Curietta, thanks so much for this.
Thank you.